You're listening to KM. That was Dr. John and Bruce Springsteen, recorded in New Orleans a long time ago. Well, not a long time ago, like last year. Right place, wrong time. A year ago seems like a long time at this point, doesn't it?
It does.
Well, anyway, right now I'm joined by Sarah Landis, who is a physical therapist over at St. Joseph's Hospital.
Hello.
Yeah, and you're in here to talk about bladder health.
That's correct. Yes.
Sweet. Awesome. Kind of fitting after the election being yesterday. Yeah. But there is going to be a talk coming up on Tuesday at 5:30 over at the General Hospital in the Beret Room, which is on the third floor
correct.
Of the main hospital there. Mm-hmm. And I assume the room's not very hard to find.
No. If you go to the elevator, there's a button that says Beret Room. And you just have to press it.
Okay, well, it's simple enough. And this is a free talk, by the way. So if you get there, then pretty much you're getting a lot of good health information and exercises for free.
Definitely.
From the hospital.
Definitely. It's St. Joseph Health is it's a new program that we're kind of rolling out. I'm specializing in pelvic floor physical therapy. And it's just a really much needed avenue of physical therapy in our community. And the best way to do it is to promote it with things like this. November is National Bladder Health Awareness Month.
Really? I didn't know that.
Learning something new every day.
How did you get into bladder physical therapy?
Well, not just bladder specifically, but the pelvic floor has a lot to do with the bladder. But I was asked by my superiors, and I had always been interested in it. I have two kids. I'm part of many moms groups who are all going through various aspects of pelvic floor health, as well as throughout the age continuum. My grandmother is going through things, you know, so it's very relevant.
Well, it all affects us. It affects every single one of us. I know I've been plagued with things like urinary tract infections and all that sort of stuff in the past.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
And the biggest thing is it's not talked about nearly enough. People suffer from things all the time, especially incontinence, which is where you can't control your bladder. So sometimes, you know, you have accidents. And this is males, females, the young, to the elderly. It happens throughout the lifespan.
But there are certain irritants.
Yes, most definitely.
That affect this. So there are certain things that you can, certain foods perhaps you can avoid?
Yes, definitely things that you can modify within your diet. Common bladder specific irritants include things like alcohol, apples, carbonated beverages, chocolate, citrus fruit, coffee, corn syrup, cranberries, things even like spicy foods, honey, milk, sugar, and artificial sweeteners, tea, tomatoes, and vinegar, all these things. And those are all pretty common things.
Yeah, very, very common things.
And take those into account on a daily basis. So definitely things that we want to try and limit if we are having bladder health issues. Another great resource is the National Association for Continence, and their website is nafc.org, and they have a whole slew of information in terms of continence and things that we can do to better help our bladders.
So nafc.org.
Correct.
Okay, that's good.
I know, good to know, right?
It is super good to know. So you have some more information you're going to share with us, a little bit more about the pelvic floor?
Yes. So the bladder is in the pelvic floor. And when I say pelvic floor, I'm talking majority of the time about the actual musculature that supports it. Mm-hmm. It's a floor. All the muscles are the bottom of the floor, and we have all those fun internal organs inside that are supported by this floor. So like your bladder, the uterus, things like that, that can help really support the whole pelvic floor there. So the thing to remember is just a little bit of a brief anatomy refresher for everyone who might not be familiar with the pelvic floor musculature. It's kind of like a sling of muscles, and it actually extends from the inside of the pubic bone, and it goes around the anus and is woven around the vagina, urethra, and the rectum. And it's this group of muscles that can help indirectly control contractions of different muscles in there, specifically the detrusor muscle, which we also like to call the bladder muscle. I know, it's anatomy. It's anatomy, which we love. The pelvic floor muscle, actually, they relax to allow us to urinate. And they tighten to stop the stream of urine. So because of those things, the actual contraction of the pelvic floor muscle, we can help restore pelvic floor health and hopefully eliminate or make it so it doesn't happen as much, incontinence issues that affect people all the time.
Wow. So you can do like exercises and different things to help with this muscle?
Most definitely. Most definitely. And there's so many different things that we can do. And again, it's not talked about enough. So I urge all listeners and everyone to talk to your doctors about it. Talk to your healthcare providers, whether you're seeing a nurse or a doctor or a physical therapist. Just make sure to bring it up. It's something very important and something that people shouldn't have to deal with.
And you shouldn't have to, like you can do a lot of these things as preventative right now,
most
right?
Most definitely.
So that you won't have problems later on. Like, let's say, like, you're not having any problems right now with your bladder or any of your pelvic floor muscles. There's certain things that you can do to, like, perhaps prevent any issues in the future.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. The earlier we start, just like exercise in general, the earlier we start, the more that we do, the better off that we're going to be in the long run, for sure.
And at this talk, you're going to be going over some of the exercises?
Yeah, we're definitely going to be talking about things like that. All the different things that we can do to kind of help. So we'll talk about exercises. We're going to talk about more irritants, different products that we can use to help slow kind of things down. We'll go over some medications if people have questions about those. But the biggest thing, and I can't advocate it enough, is talk about it. Talk about it with your healthcare professionals and then come to see us at St. Joe's and we can help you with your pelvic floor.
Awesome. Sweet. It's really cool that you guys are doing, because St. Joseph's has been having a lot of free talks about a lot of different aspects of your health recently, which is really cool that they're putting out a lot of this information that can be very vital to people for free. Which is super cool.
Like,
I found out about it. Yeah, and that's why I wanted to have you on here to talk about this. Once again, that's a completely free talk about Bladder Health Matters. Well, it's called Bladder Health Matters, but it's about yeah. Bladder health. And it's on this coming Tuesday from 5:30 until 6 on over at the General Hospital Beret Room at St. Joe's. It's on the third floor, so just go. Thank you so much for coming in to talk to me today, Sarah.
Of course. Thank you. And just remember, your bladder health matters.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to post this interview up at khem.com within the next hour or so. So make sure to check that out. Plus, there'll be all the information about the talk on Tuesday as well on there. So you can go ahead and re-reference if you need to re-reference anything that we talked about just a little bit ago. And once again, that website is nafc.org.
Correct.
For more information about that. Now, anyway, I'm going to put on a track from Afro Massive. This is Everybody's Got to Go. You're listening to KHEM.